Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified three companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Energy Future Holdings, Atlantic Club Casino Hotel, and OSX Brazil S.A. Energy Future Holdings Corp. may violate a debt covenant by the end of this year, potentially allowing for secured creditors to force a default and to take over its power generation and retail units, Bloomberg News reported, citing debt researcher Credit Sites, Inc. Secured debt to earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization ratio for the company's Texas competitive unit is approaching a level that could trip a covenant violation by as soon as the fourth quarter, Credit Sites analysts Andy DeVries and Charles Johnston wrote on November 5th in a note to investors. Energy Future Holdings, which was bought in 2007 for $48 billion by private equity firms, including KKR & Company, TPG Capital, and Goldman Sachs Capital Partners, has been negotiating with creditors to restructure some or all of its units, excluding its powerline utility Encore Electric Delivery. Energy Future Holdings made a $270 million interest payment on November 1st to unsecured lenders after failing to reach a reorganization agreement, Chief Financial Officer Paul Keglevich said November 5th during a conference call with investors. Keglevich said discussions with creditor groups on a potential, quote, consensual restructuring are ongoing. We'll continue to consider and evaluate a range of future changes to our capital structure, which may include filing a voluntary case under Chapter 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code for some or all of EFH Corp. and its subsidiaries, excluding Encore, he said during the call. Energy Future Holdings, formerly known as TXU Corp., is a privately held diversified energy holding company with a portfolio of competitive and regulated energy businesses in Texas. Atlantic Club Casino Hotel is preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection with plans to sell its Atlantic City business, the Wall Street Journal reported, citing sources familiar with the matter. Atlantic Club is owned by California buyout firm Colony Capital LLC. The Boardwalk-based Atlantic Club is one of Atlantic City's smallest casinos. It began life in 1980 as Golden Nugget and later became the Atlantic Hilton before its latest name change a few years ago. Like the New Jersey City's other gambling venues, Atlantic Club has suffered continued losses in a market that is being eroded by competition from nearby states, the journal said. OSX Brazil S.A., the shipbuilding company controlled by former billionaire Ike Batista, is planning to file for bankruptcy protection, Bloomberg News reported, citing two people familiar with the matter. A filing would put $500 million of dollar bonds into default after Batista's oil company and OSX's biggest client, OGX Petroleo and Gas Participaciones S.A., sought protection on October 30th in Latin America's largest corporate debt debacle. OSX's total debt was 5.3 billion reais. $2.3 billion, according to its second quarter earnings release. In an October 31st statement, the shipbuilder said it was ready to seek bankruptcy protection if management decided that was the most adequate way to protect its interests. OSX bondholders hired Alex Partners LLP to advise on the possible restructuring of $500 million in bonds, Bloomberg News said, citing two people with knowledge of the matter. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the troubled company reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheet in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.